What are you guys doing Monday, June 22nd, 2020 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? Because you're invited to our free live online training titled, What is Co-hosting and Why We Choose This Management Style Over Rental Arbitrage?
If you want to start your own short-term rental management business, head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/whatiscohosting to save your seat now for our free live training on Monday, June 22nd at 8 p.m., which is very soon. If you dream about caring for people, houses, and earning a substantial profit, mark your calendars and go register now.
Are you listening to this episode after registration closes? No worries. It's not our first live training and it certainly won't be our last. Sign up and join our email list to stay in the know. www.thanksforvisiting.me/whatiscohosting. And that's for F-O-R.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another great week of Thanks for Visiting. I'm Sarah Karakayan.
And I am Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, let's kick off this episode like we do every single episode and celebrate you, our listeners, and our fellow short-term rental hosts with our hashtag STR Share Sunday. If you're new around town, STR stands for short-term rental. So while Airbnb is a very popular short-term rental platform, or OTA, online travel agency, essentially what we are talking about each and every episode is short-term rental. So Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Case Rock Cabin. Again, at Case Rock Cabin. And they are in Alabama.
Yes. Yeah, so that is their Instagram handle. So listeners, if you are a short-term rental host or you're thinking of becoming one, leveraging Instagram as free marketing is so smart. Using appropriate hashtags is so smart. And that is what these hosts have done. So these hosts are, their short-term rental is a tiny house and it's a cabin and they are off the grid, Annette.
Yes.
It's so cool.
Yes. On 105 acres to be exact. You got to go to their feed. It really helps give you the full picture of how off the grid their tiny cabin is.
They've got solar panels. They're really connected. I mean, even their reviews, people say like, we cannot believe how connected to nature we were by staying here. And they've done several brilliant things. One thing I really like on their Instagram feed is they took a picture of their calendar and they circled these orphan nights. So orphan nights is a single night that is available between two longer bookings. Now, if you book that for a discounted price, not too low, where you're going to get a guest who maybe doesn't understand the value of your space, but just low enough to fill it, that is money you didn't yet have. And so that's a great way to fill those single nights between longer bookings. Well done there. Mm-hmm.
Another great thing that I saw in their actual Airbnb listing is they have a call to action for people just scrolling through and they say, hey, give us a heart and add us to our wish list. That to me, that is the most genius thing that they do because it's reminding people, hey, you can save this wish list for later. And I've noticed on their Instagram, some people are like, hey, I found this place months ago and it's been on my list. So that right there, that's a tangible takeaway immediately. Everyone, go add that to your listing and you never know who's going to heart you, save it and come back to you months years later, potentially.
And I will say that if the more people that heart your listing, so when we say heart, when you go on Airbnb, there's an opportunity to press a little tiny heart image on the listing. And then Airbnb will ask you, do you want to save this to a certain list? And you can create a list. So like my favorite places in Alabama, my favorite places that are cabins, like you can make that whatever you want. But the more a listing is saved to someone's list, the more Airbnb favors that listing because it's intriguing potential guests. So well done, you guys. Again, if you want us to share your space here on the podcast and on our Instagram account, use our hashtag STRShareSunday.
And please give them a follow, everybody. That's what we really want to do here. Share your space, live your dream, give them a follow on Instagram. So Sarah, now let's get on to the episode.
All right, Annette. I think I'm really excited about this episode because I'm not convinced it's talked about enough. It certainly wasn't talked about when I ventured into my own adventures in starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, many of those things, unless you go to business school, aren't addressed and you quickly learn how to market, how to financially organize your business. But something that isn't talked about is choosing your clients and why it's imperative for a successful business. So before we get into this conversation.
Right, because it's not about guest clients. It's about hosting clients. And what do we mean by hosting clients?
Right. So on the show, you may hear us say words like co-hosting. There's also something called rental arbitrage. And these are two styles of management, I would say. Mm-hmm. There's also, if you're listening to us and you are more in a vacation area, you might hear the word vacation rental manager. So they're all kind of doing the same thing.
Property manager.
Property manager, guest manager, hospitality manager, right? Like you wear many, many, many hats.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how you do it, so co-hosting is, I think it aligns more with that traditional form of property management where you take on a property and you are paid via a commission of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas rental arbitrage, Annette, is?
You're not paid a percentage, you actually take on the financial responsibility of that property, most likely through a lease or rental agreement.
Correct. But no matter what way you do it, you are still essentially in some regard partnering with the owner of that property.
Mm-hmm. So listeners, the reason we're talking about this today, we want to chat specifically about co-hosting because it's something that when Sarah and I both started, we had no idea what an amazing opportunity it is to create a successful business. So again, this episode is all about the potential opportunity that's out there for you to be a co-host and not have to own or sign leases on a multitude of properties, but actually create a sustainable, successful business.
I mean, I don't want to get off too off topic here, Annette, but you make a good point because with co-hosting, you can start profiting pretty
the first
much.
Month. Your first Hopefully month. The first month, yeah.
I mean, there really is very little overhead
very
as a co-host.
Little, very little overhead.
So, and that's a conversation that we'll go into deeper, you know, over the course of the podcast here. But today I want to focus on, no matter what you decide to whatever your management style is or a variation thereof, who you choose to work with, the people who own the property that you bring onto your portfolio are arguably one of the most important decisions you can make in your business.
Yes.
And so I first want to start with what happens when you choose clients who you are indeed incredibly aligned with. Like, let's talk about that magic that unfolds when you are working with property owners who you are incredibly aligned with. First up, I know because I live this every day, is when you bring on clients, when you partner up with clients who trust you, who know you, who like who you are and the way you run your business, they let you do your job.
Mm-hmm. For sure. You're the expert. They let you manage the whole the property and the guest and the decisions made.
I know what I go through day in, day out of, you know, living, sleeping, eating, breathing, short-term rental education of my own so that I can be the best short-term rental manager that I can be. But if I've got a client who's not aligned with or doesn't trust me in my pursuit of becoming a better manager every single day, they're going to be, you know, they could be breathing down my neck, asking a lot of questions, really halting the the forward motion of making sure that property is as profitable, as safe, and as welcoming as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up next? What else happens when we align ourselves?
If you're aligned, then the furnishings and the amenities in the property that you're co-hosting will be up to your standards. There's nothing worse than butting heads with your client about an El Cheapo couch or not supplying enough toilet paper or shampoo and conditioner. Those are things that if you're misaligned there, there's no way that you're going to feel comfortable and have pride in welcoming guests when, sorry, listeners, if you're out there, if you do a shampoo conditioner combo or you don't offer them coffee, there's just stuff like that. Like you got to be proud of what you put your name and your face on.
And here's the deal. If you do take on a client who does push back on the quality of furnishings or how many amenities you can include in the short-term rental, they're not aligned with what you want to offer your guests, you know what's going to be really hard? Your job. Because your guests are going to complain when the bed is buckling, you know, when they get in and out of it, when the couch isn't comfortable, when they didn't know that they had to bring their own shampoo and conditioner, or they couldn't believe they had to bring their own shampoo and conditioner, right? Like those messages that you'll receive as the manager are going to bring you down during your day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be really tough to keep answering.
Right.
So you've got to be aligned with those property owners that you are working with so that that's a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
With me and my clients, I give them a list of things they have to have. If they want to work with me, they agree to it. I get to run the business the way I know I need to run it so that it's as profitable and as amazing and as joyful as it can be.
Putting the guest first.
Right. So we already kind of talked about this next one, but mm-hmm. It does bear repeating. It does.
Yeah, you just, when you're aligned with your client, there's going to be trust there, and trust is going to be, there's going to be financial decisions that have to be made about the property. There's going to be decisions on, hey, do they want to have a photo shoot? Do they want to have a party? Do they want to stay late check-in, early check-out? There's just going to be a lot of decisions that you're not going to have enough time to chat with your host every single time. There's maybe a decision about the property that needs to be made. And there's just you have to have that trust built up that you can make some of those decisions. Or, hey, I need to buy a new comforter. You know, that there should be a threshold of monetary things that you can make decisions on. And they just know that it's in the best interest of the guest and the property.
Quite honestly, they're hiring you so they don't have to
worry about it,
right? They're hiring you because they know that your business practices will help them make the most money possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are aligned and you are a Thanks for Visiting community member here by listening to our podcast, they know that you are putting out a product that is safe and enjoyable for guests.
Mm-hmm.
Because most likely your owners, your hosts, a lot of them are going to send friends and family to that property as well. And they're going to want their friends and family to be impressed with this product. So, and if they work with you and if they are aligned, they will trust you and never lose sleep knowing that that's not going to be the case.
Right. I have to think twice about how the guest being taken care of.
All right. So if you are aligned with your client, they will help you, listeners, enhance your brand. And that is so important. We're going to talk about this a little bit later in the episode about how to do that, like the how of that aspect. But those that you choose to align yourself with are going to be a direct result of what your business becomes. Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so that if you are careful who you align yourself with in terms of doing business with, it's going to enhance what your business becomes. What is its brand? What do people expect when they open the door to that short-term rental that is run by you, ABC co-hosting company? So every time you make that decision of working with someone, it's so funny because back in, you know, whenever you go apply for a job, if you've ever had training about interviewing, they kind of tell you that you're interviewing that HR department as much as that HR department is interviewing you because they want you to be aligned with like expectations. It's the same way when you're onboarding clients,
mm-hmm.
that if you are asking those questions of your client, the same thing they're going to ask of you in terms of like, what are your pricing policies? What is your, you know, commission, all those basic questions. But there's just this other level that if you don't get into that nitty gritty, then you might be bringing someone into your brand that might not help enhance it. It might
move it forward, yeah, for sure.
Right.
This is one that I think is invaluable, and you'll never really understand the depths of it is when you're aligned with that client, the rewards of that relationship will go way beyond the monetary transactions. And what I mean by that is your client can turn into your friend. They might turn into a business partner on so many other levels. They might be your cheerleader. They might be your number one referral system. And Sarah and I still actually, we don't even know the depths of this quite yet. Like you just, when you peel back the onion of a relationship, there are so many layers there that go beyond those financial transactions. And so when you can create a relationship with your client, it's just, it's unbelievable what will unfurl and be able to trace back to finding your people, you know, that the type of person you just have, you have the same values in the way that you want to run your business. So I think not being short-sighted on just looking for certain properties that are going to bring in the most financially that month, that quarter, that year, have a vision for what potentially these relationships could turn into in the long term.
If you align with your clients, they are going to want you to succeed as much as they want themselves to succeed. Mm-hmm. It's that, again, it's, we talk about all the time, the elevated reciprocity.
For sure.
If you get into an engagement with a client who just continuously just, you know, is only concerned about, for me, in my business model, it goes beyond just our profits. Profits are inevitable. They're inevitable because I put people first. And so if I work with someone who doesn't believe that, they're not really going to care about, you know, my business succeeding and thriving and the business that I can bring their short-term rental because of that brand I'm building. They're just going to be short-sighted, like you said, looking at, you know, what they're bringing home each and every month. And again, that goes back to the other point we talked about with them just not trusting you. And that just, you then you're having conversations that aren't driving your business or their property forward.
Because you are inevitably going to have some tough open conversations with your client because the property is living, it's breathing, it's most likely one of their number one investments. So there's going to be times where you either, you know, work needs to be done to the property or there maybe financially there's some decisions as far as upgrades that need to be made or things need to be repaired. And so you need to be, when you're in alignment, those conversations are a lot easier to just confront, I guess, is what I'm trying to say there. Mm-hmm. And not only that, like relationships do change. And so the more upfront you are and the more you understand your client, it's so much easier to have those all the way through.
And this all sounds great, Annette, but how?
Right.
The heck,
how do we find these people?
How do we find these people to align ourselves with so that they enhance our brand, they trust us, we have this thriving business that just keeps moving forward every day and that's enjoyable to sink our teeth into every day. And I think it's easier than a lot of us make it out to be. And I want to start with those first, you know, that first phone call that either you receive from someone who's interested in your services. Like, let's just start with that, right? That first interaction with a potential client. And other things happen before they find you usually, right? There's marketing, that's how they found you, or
a referral.
But let's just talk about this. And having a dialed in consultation call or first touch with those new potential clients. What questions are you going to ask them in that very first call to help you screen initially if your business model is going to align with their expectations, with their own brand? We all have brands, whether you're a business or you're just a human walking around this earth, like you have a brand. And so that has to be aligned. So that consultation call, I personally love to do a lot of listening on that call. I learn more about that potential client when I, of course, answer their questions, but a lot of times they want to explain to me what their goals are, where their property is, what's that first thing in their mind that made them want to call a short-term rental manager. And those reasons and what they say first and what's most important to them first, what they want to get out first, is super telling.
Mm-hmm. That, well, and when you say listen, not only listening to the client on the call, but listen to yourself. You'll get a vibe right away if it's someone you want to work with. Yeah, so I second what you said and listen, not only listen to the client, but listen to yourself and listen to the way you feel during and after that conversation. because first impressions are everything. And if you're already feeling it's a little off and maybe it's not the direction you want to go in, you
you're
can maybe,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to say you are right.
Right. Okay. And then let's say you have that first call and you're willing to like move forward or at least exchange like, so great, I had this onboarding process. And so listeners, have an onboarding process of some sort. Have a sheet of paper that either, you know, you ask a bunch of questions and those questions get fed to a spreadsheet so that you can organize your thoughts so that you can have a well thought out response to them or schedule that. Maybe your onboarding process is meeting them in person at their property. Whatever that is for you and your brand, just have it structured in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And that, what, you know, if you're new and you're like, well, I don't know the first thing. Okay, make a decision. Just think of something. You've got life experiences that will help you formulate that. And then every consultation you have or onboarding interaction you have, tweak it every single time. What didn't work the first time? How can you learn from that mistake and make it better? But have a system in place for that onboarding process because you still have time to say, you know what? I've learned this, this, and this. And I'm not sure. I don't believe that I am the best suited short-term rental manager for your property. And hopefully you have fellow managers in your area where you can either refer them out to or right or someone to point them in the right direction. But having a protocol, having a system with both the first call and your onboarding process will help you feel at ease and not so nervous and looking for your words or looking for anything else. Like, right, you've got this solid system to fall back to.
You do want to have a contract or agreement. Yes, should you talk to an attorney? Sure. But do you need to? No. Like, I didn't talk to one in the beginning. You just want to get started, but have something in writing that lays out your fee structure, when things are going to be paid. It just kind of seals the deal. Have, you know, you want to get a signature onto something. I know that's not like the most concrete advice for you, but in the beginning, I didn't do that. I just kind of, it was a handshake, which was still a contract and agreement, but hindsight's 20/20 and there should be things written down that you're going to adhere to. Both parties. Don't make it one-sided for you or one-sided for them. It needs to be a joint contract or agreement.
And the more you can lay out in that agreement things that are your non-negotiables for your business, if they don't sign up for that, then that's where the relationship ends before you even get started, which I'm telling you can be a blessing in disguise in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you will learn this over time, or, you know, you can continue to connect with Thanks for Visiting because we teach this, but there are so many that you, when you are a short-term rental manager, you are caring for property, you are caring for humans and their safety. And if you don't have some of those things outlined in that contract, it's really hard for you to be able to focus on those very, very important things. That being said, you need to make sure things like you've got to be listed as additional insured on their insurance policy, right? What if something happens? And if they don't have a proper insurance policy, you definitely don't want to start that relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's not to say that we haven't done those things before. Like, I'll never forget, you know, my first business as a, you know, interior designer and organizer. Like, did I walk into people's properties and give advice before having the proper, you know, professional liability insurance? Yes. But that's why you're listening to podcasts. Hopefully you can skip those mistakes and go right to being a little bit more of a salt, have a more of a solid footing when engaging with clients who are going to pay you. So while, you know, you don't have to speak to an attorney, I do think it's a great first step for you as you're building your business to make that a priority because these professionals can help you seal up some things that you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And attorneys, especially if they specialize in real estate or property management, can help you see those things that haven't happened to you, but they've happened to other people. And you definitely want to have something in place. And so you also want to understand why you're in business. You want to have a mission statement, listeners. I don't know if you're feeling like, well, what's a mission statement and how can this one sentence or two sentences or small paragraph really help me be a better business owner, a more profitable business owner? But I'm telling you, if you don't know why you're in business, it's going to be really hard for you to know who you're aligned with and get all those magical aftermath reasons that we just spoke about in the beginning of this podcast episode that can happen when you are aligned with your client.
Yeah, you're going to flounder and you're every... I do this. you're going to flounder. You're going to think that every bright, shiny property is one that you can take on, and you need something to keep you grounded and why you say no to some of those properties. Maybe your mission statement has to do with a geographical location and you only host within that border. Or maybe it's a type of property, or maybe it's as many nights that you'll host. There's things like that that just help you say yes or no a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And it's a guide. It's that guide that keeps you grounded into figuring out who you should partner with. And it's not even about the person. It's more of take the client out, but look at the definition and what your mission statement is. And does that property itself align with your mission statement?
Right, right. Because I think properties sometimes are a direct result of the client behind the property, the client who purchased the property is presenting that product to you. If they're not already saying all these things that need to be addressed before it could be, you know, a paid for product, and that doesn't align with your mission statement of what you want your guests to feel when they're in that space, then that's a big red flag for you. So sit down, think about why you're in business, why you do what you do, what's important to you, what are your non-negotiables as a property manager, as a short-term rental manager. And then put that into something very concise, short, simple. It could be your tagline. It can be an addition to your tagline, but it's got to be, they call it above the fold on your website. Like before I scroll down, people need to know what it is you're offering if they come on and they work with you. So it's very important. And there are a lot of ways that you can get that message out there. So every blog post you write for your business, every Instagram picture you share with a caption, every time you go to a networking event, heck, every time you go to a family event and they ask you, how's work going? You can say things that kind of bring it back to your mission statement so that when those people go out in the world and they hear of an opportunity for you, they can tell right away whether or not you would enjoy working with that person. And I'll tell you, I actually just got a client the last week who she already had a short-term rental that was already in business and it wasn't going as she would like it to be going. And she reached out to me because she was following us on Instagram. She loved what I had to say because I say it over and over again all the time. And so she was attracted to me because of that message I was putting out there. And so I can already tell as we're talking the conversation, she's already talking my language because she's repeating things that I'm saying on my social media accounts.
Boom.
So
mic drop on that, Sarah. Got it. And last but not least, truly follow your gut on this stuff. It might seem hippy dippy or woo woo, but man, if it doesn't feel right from the beginning, don't do it. Because breaking up is hard to do with a property, with a listing. So take your time. There's been a lot, you know, Sarah and I have had a lot of things come across our desk that, man, we could have we made a lot of money.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely. But we circle back to like, okay, are we going to feel good about this? Are we going to be able to sleep at night? Is this the type of property that we want to be a part of, whether it was just staging it, designing it, or hosting it? Be confident that the money will flow. You will find the right clients. It might take some time, but it'll be well worth it because it's not fun if you didn't go with your gut, you're misaligned, and then you have to let that property go.
Before we wrap up this episode, I want to assure everyone listening that even though we've got standards in place, we have a brand, we have protocols, we have, you know, processes, that clients still fall through the cracks, right? Mm-hmm. Like people come into our business who we think we're aligned. They think we're like, right, everything's great, but it's like any other relationship, whether it's a friendship or a marriage or whatever kind of relationship that is, right? There comes a time when sometimes you're like, ooh, somewhere along the line, we are no longer aligned. And this is no longer healthy or it's no longer moving forward. And so now we need to, you know, have that tough conversation. So has it happened to me? Yes. Will it happen to me in the future? Probably.
But it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. Because I think I make sure I take the time to reflect on every single property you take into your portfolio is its own mini business, right? With its own owner. Whether you do, I don't care what kind of management style you have, right? Like unless you personally own the property and you're doing this for yourself. And even then, those properties have their own personalities. So you've got to do some reflecting on that. And if at the end of the day, there's a rub there with the person on the other end of that transaction, not the guest, but the owner of the property, maybe it's just time that it's time to break up. It's time to move on. It's time to realign with another property manager. And to have that conversation, not like why they call it beating a dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and it's not that bad. It might be uncomfortable at the time, but you'll feel good after it's over.
And you'll grow like crazy if you just face those tough conversations. So that's all we wanted to say about this, but it's incredibly important and it will shape your business especially if you've not started yet, think about this long and hard and write down we learn about all the time in marketing. It's like, what's that avatar for you?
Yep.
Who's that person you want to serve?
Your ideal client avatar.
Yes.
And honestly, write that down. They will come to you. You will find them. You will have a whole client list of people that you want to work with.
And it's kind of crazy how detailed you can get. What is that ideal client's name? You know, it doesn't have to be a real person, but like if you could create your own ideal client, you know, what is their name? Where do they work?
What's the property like? Yeah, for sure.
Right, right. What gets them excited in the property? And so that will help you understand who you want to serve. And that might change. It probably will change over the course of your business, but it'll certainly help you enjoy work every day. All right, listeners. I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.